Although, I think I'm going to do that thing. You know, there's a way you can predetermine the sex of the baby if you... Like, if you just fire away, you know, you get what you end up with. But there's a way, you know, they can weed out the stronger swimmers or something, and then they artificially do that thing, and you're more than likely to have a boy. Because I was thinking about it. You know, you have a girl, you got to worry about every set of hydraulics in town. You have a boy, you got to worry about just one. I don't know if I could have a girl. I don't know if I'm man enough. After what I've been through in my life, knowing this guy's left me alive, I don't think I can have a girl. So sweet, so tender, to watch her drive away. See you later, Daddy. We're off to the movies. Knowing full well the second they're around the corner, she's on that man like a big dog. I don't know if I can handle it. Lying in bed awake at night, hearing the door silently open. The tippy-toeing up the stairs, shoes in hand, as she makes her seeping way to her room. No, no! I don't think I could do. Of course, I could do.
But a friend of mine did. He said it worked successfully. To keep her safe and pure.
See, when she first starts dating, you insist that the guy comes to the house. That's a reasonable request, right? And then when he comes in, you say, honey, say to your daughter, honey, why don't you run upstairs and do your last-minute makeup things, and I want to show young John here my ratchet wrenches down in the basement, okay? You like tools, do you, son? Come on with me. And once we get downstairs, I'll grab him around the throat, pin him against the wall with my thumbs going up in the soft part under his chin, and I'll say, let me tell you something. I am nuts. I have had psychological evaluation, and they tell me I'm nuts. If I find out that you've done anything with my daughter other than hold her hand, I will personally tear you limb from limb. Do you hear me? I'll know if anything happened, and I'll rip your eyeballs out and shove them down your throat. Yeah. And then I'll hit him one of the solar plexus, bah! Just to knock the wind out of him. It'll be lying there. And then I'll straighten him up again, and I'll say, let me tell you something, punk. I'll make sure I'm getting good and pumped up before, too, so my big arms are hanging out. I will rip your head clean off if you touch it. You understand me? And if you tell her anything about this, you're dead. I don't care if I go to jail for 100 years. You will be dead. Am I making myself clear? Good. Okay, let's go back upstairs. Honey, we had a nice talk down in the basement, didn't we, John? So, you two have a great time. And, when I say 10 o'clock, I actually mean 9:59. Right, John? And sure enough, when that guy did this, hey, I mean, those girls would show up at 9:59. I mean, the girls wanted to be like, oh, Daddy's just a big old softy. And John would be, no, I gotta get you home at 9:59. Yep. That girl stayed pure until she was, what, 18, 19, maybe even 20, I think. Of course, she had to finally stop doing that to all her friends. He finally had to just let nature take its course. I don't know why. He told me something about he finally just got tired of the way the hot dogs around the house always tasted funny, you know?
Yeah, he's nuts.
So, but you're the one listening to The Grease Man on DC 101.